WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It is 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley celebrated its 15th anniversary at yesterday's tribute luncheon. One of this year's honorees, Ron Schmidt of Texas Commercial Waste, was among those thanking Sam Sharp for helping start the foundation.
So when he stood up here and 15 years ago, and when he received the Citizen of the Year Award, and he told everybody that he wanted to start a community foundation, I knew right then that it would be successful.
Foundation President Patricia Gerling reported over the last year, the foundation has more than doubled its assets.
Your community foundation's endowment has grown from $3.5 million to $8.1 million. Over the past year, we are pleased to welcome six new funds.
Also honored were Corps of Cadets Commandant Joe Ramirez and attorney Larry Holt and his wife Judy. 16 months in the making, CHI St. Joseph Health and the Texas A&M system announce a new partnership. A&M President Michael Young spoke of the impact A&M medical students will have, getting additional opportunities to learn from and train with CHI providers in rural and urban settings.
Expand primary care, specialty care, looking at those areas that need expanded care. Mental health services are a good example of something that in this valley we need more of. Opportunities to do that together and to train the next generation of physicians.
System Chancellor John Sharp talked about how 15,000 system employees and retirees in the Brazos Valley can significantly reduce their health insurance costs starting in June.
We'll be able to enjoy a 75% reduction in primary care copays, a 50% reduction in specialty copays, a 50% reduction in coinsurance costs. But let me be clear about something. We're not requiring anyone to switch doctors. However, if you or your doctor want to participate in this money-saving option, we certainly will welcome you.
The deal brings A&M's brand to CHI's 16 primary care locations in the Brazos Valley, while CHI becomes the primary clinical partner for A&M in the Bryan College Station market. Suspects are still being sought in two shootings early Sunday morning in West Bryan. Police learned of both shootings when the victims showed up at the hospital with what turned out to be non-life-threatening injuries. A 19-year-old victim was shot after a fight broke out during a large party early on Turkey Creek Road. 90 minutes later, a 31-year-old man said he was shot after he was robbed by three suspects on Marshall Avenue. Both victims were treated and released. George H.W. Bush is back in the hospital. The spokesman for the former president says Mr. Bush appears to be recovering from an infection that spread to his blood. The 93-year-old who was admitted Sunday is responding to treatments. Tonight, there will be a public remembrance ceremony for Barbara Bush at the Fountain Plaza in front of the Bush Library. The program, which starts at 8 p.m., is being organized by the library's public programs interns. Meantime, the gravesite of the former First Lady will remain open to the public during regular hours from 9:30 until 5, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday from noon until 5. Free admission at the Bush Library continues today from 9:30 until 8. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 61 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know it's National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful.
Good
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure will bring us a beautiful day across South Central Texas. Sunny and warm afternoon readings in the low to mid-80s. Clouds will be on the increase overnight. Temperatures drop back to around 60. Mostly cloudy Wednesday. Should stay dry, though, upper 70s. Clouds, maybe a shower, mid-50s Wednesday night. Then the sun returns Thursday, mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Now it's time to talk about how guys and girls are different.
Okay.
Women oftentimes live a lot longer than men. Well, basically because men do stupid things.
Yep.
Sure.
Guy in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, decided to film a water spout. On Sunday, he continued to video this as it turned into a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the difference between a woman actually thinking of safety and a guy going, hey, this is really cool.
Water spout in the making.
Yeah, here we go.
But there it is.
Yeah.
And it's coming ashore.
Oh, wow.
I told you.
A really bad weather and tornado watch right now, and a spout is forming. We were watching it. It's a little scary.
Watch where it goes, but there comes a shore.
Yeah, uh-huh,
that's
here
scary.
It comes, yeah.
It's a little scary, scary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a little scary.
Right around that building.
Right there, look
feel
at
the
that.
Wind?
Yeah, oh, wow, yeah.
Look at that.
We need
Let's
send,
see if it
we
continues.
We need to send this to the news.
Send it
oh
to the
God,
news.
Oh my God, it's a tornado.
It's a tornado, yeah.
Hey, that's a tornado now, look at it.
It's a water spout.
It's a tornado now.
That has come ashore, there it is.
Oh, still arguing.
Yeah.
Look at that, house is on.
That house is blowing away.
Oh, my God!
Get inside.
Oh my God!
Get inside. Get inside. Get T. Go on.
Come on. Dave, get in here.
Go on. Get in the back.
He went full dad mode. Do what I say, not what I do.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
I'm coming.
Yeah, I'll be there in a minute. Yeah, let me just
get
a little
inside.
Get a little more video for you.
Oh my
gosh. It's an amazing video, by the way.
And it is, and a water spout's pretty cool. And,
yeah.
But it turns into a tornado. That's something a little bit different.
Well, and it's like they're on the balcony of a condo,
right.
And you see it way off of the distance because there's a strip of land that's in front of them with hotels mm-hmm. and things like that. There's a beach, and you see it cross that and take out a house, and then there's a channel between them and that beach
mm-hmm.
and you see it cross the water again and then it goes to the left of them. So the guy just pans the camera over
sure,
and you just watch
not?
It go right by. Just
right.
destroying it. It's crazy.
I get a chance to post this video. That'd
yeah.
be cool. All right.
I mean it went viral.
That's right. Okay, today is Tuesday of
very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Good
of,
job.
Of, thank you. Of Administrative Professionals
oh, yeah.
Week. Okay.
It's a whole week? I thought it was just a day.
No, that's because
yeah, I thought it was Wednesday.
Because bosses are stupid. It's an entire week so that you can get it right.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
It's another Administrative Professionals Day. Well, just admin day. Come on, of course we're professionals. Do they think anyone wants to work in this dump for free? I remember when it was called Secretary's Day. A real party for the receptionist and secretaries. They'd go out and drink during lunch. Nobody expected them to do much when they got back, if they even came back, and I'd end up having to finish their work for the day. Now drunk secretary party day is admin day. It's been reduced to an early morning announcement of appreciation and a gift card to Chili's. Yep, admin day ain't what it used to be. Sorry, girls, party's over. Oh, here comes my boss with the gift envelopes. They'll feel so appreciated.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's
yeah,
Head.
She sounds salty.
Well, again, that's right. It used to be, hey, we get to have a good time.
Yep.
Now it's
drinking at lunch.
Here's your little card.
Chili's.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, while we're talking about that, It's not Chili's, but it's Applebee's. But what the hell's the difference?
Club B's.
Yeah, it's never a good idea to go coyote ugly at a family-friendly restaurant.
Applebee's is family-friendly?
Well, I
guess. Not after 10. Yeah. Half price apps.
Not when Chelsea gets there.
Hey, $1 margs until April 30th.
All
I'm
right.
just saying.
How did you find that out?
I think I saw it on social media.
Okay.
It was like a tax day special. No, I actually haven't been yet and gotten, but it was starting on tax day, from tax day until the end of the month.
Oh,
dollar
right.
margs at
so
Applebee's.
There, got that happening. Cops in Laredo got a call last Wednesday about 1 a.m. after a woman wouldn't stop dancing on the bar at her local Applebee's. Turned out 34-year-old Priscilla Flores, she had bloodshot eyes, could barely stand when the police showed up, and they arrested her for public intoxication. And she also kept cussing at him, which is probably...
Oh, yeah, don't do that, Priscilla.
Mm-mm.
Turned out she lived in an apartment complex nearby. Oh, yeah, and she left her two kids alone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it was mom's night out.
Exactly. Yeah, so way to go, mom.
Oh, Priscilla.
All right, and while we're on this, so that we've added a touch of class to parties for years now, bringing boxed wine, right? That's always good.
Oh, right, adult juice boxes.
That's the one, right? Where do you put the straw?
Oh, man, have you had the beatbox wine type stuff that comes?
It's not really wine, though,
Zach. It's almost like Powerade. It's think of Boone's Farm, but with extra sugar.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that gets you all that does is get you full, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Get you full.
You don't get buzzed, you get full.
But no, now they do little, instead of just the big boxes of wine, they do little boxes,
right?
Which are they look like juice boxes.
Well,
so I call them adult juice boxes.
Right.
They're very easy to pack if you're traveling, or if you can't bring glass in somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, Messina.
This like an info ad for this. Yeah. Like, what is this?
No, I'm just sharing my wine knowledge, boxed wine knowledge with everyone.
And Messina Hoff has got cans
yes,
now. That's available.
There's cans.
Well,
yep.
The Black Box Wines has just rolled out new boxed liquors.
Oh.
Yeah. Vodka, tequila, and whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Black Box does liquor?
Yeah, and you know how...
Is it like real liquor, or is it like malted beverage?
If only there were
I'm
a
Googling
way.
It. Oh, you better only believe.
Okay, what? And they say,
she's on it.
Unlike the stereotypical box wines, these liquors are, well, maybe not top shelf quality. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Don't say.
So, yeah, you got it?
No, not yet.
I'm still looking.
I'm finding Black Box Wine.
Well,
she's an investigative reporter. She'll find it.
Here we go. Is making boxed
whiskey,
vodka, and tequila. Okay, Black Box Wines came along. It brought booze in a bag. Da da da. Now they're offering a new development that we're pretty excited about.
Yeah.
This is no boxed Fireball. It's trusted for fair prices and quality. Because they've earned quite a few medals for their wine.
Yeah, but
their wine
really.
Let's see. The whiskey is aged 6 years and matured in American oak. Black Box vodka is triple distilled, 5 times filtered. And the tequila silver is supposedly small batch distilled and made with fine blue agave.
How big is the container? Does it say that?
It looks like the size of their wine.
Oh, man.
Well, the little ones. Like I think.
So in other words, what you do is you take your knife and you cut the corner off of it, right?
But it's not even available here yet. Usually they have little screws. Tops.
Yeah,
but
no, it's only available in Colorado, Louisiana, Missouri.
New Jersey.
One more reason to go to Louisiana.
I know. I should have picked some up. I didn't even know.
Well, you had time because you said the airport, the flight was delayed. Oh, that's a Sunday.
I know.
You wouldn't even have to worry about getting it past TSA or anything.
Nothing like pulling over.
Right, charter flight. You just go right on
in. Nothing like pulling over the team bus to stop in to grab a little bit of black.
Hey, coach,
you
need
liquor.
To stop at.
Yeah,
do one
of those. That probably wouldn't work.
Well,
you know,
in Louisiana, they sell liquor in convenience stores.
Yeah, I know they do. Yeah, Colorado, Louisiana, Missouri, New Jersey, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, other states soon. But I'm saying this is not good quality stuff. And if it doesn't matter, then that's fine, too.
Right. If you're just trying to sneak it into the movie theater, I'm sure it works out perfectly.
And it's just the quality you were looking for. All right, so we got that. So now we've got a list of U.S. America's favorite contemporary actors.
Okay.
The poll site YouGov.com released their list of America's most liked contemporary. Simple poll, have hundreds of actors in their database, and they ask people whether they have a positive or a negative opinion of the actors.
Okay.
They also logged if people had a neutral opinion or they had never heard of them. So here are your top 10.
All right, here we go.
All right, number 10 and positive with 72% positive, Jackie Chan. Bruce Willis at number 9. Number 8 is Will Smith. Number 7 is Michael J. Fox. Number 6 is Harrison Ford. They are all in the 70s as far as positive.
Okay.
And pretty much single digits as negative.
I thought you were going to say age, too.
Yeah.
But
no. Oh, yeah, that too.
Will Smith isn't, but no. Other two maybe.
And all of these actually have very low negatives. So number 5, Sandra Bullock. Number 4, Betty White. 80% positive.
Nice. Number Everyone loves Betty.
Yeah.
And number 3, Tom Hanks. Number 2, Denzel Washington. Number 1, most positive at 84% positive and 4% negative, Morgan Freeman.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Yeah. Well,
Morgan
God.
Freeman.
Now, I don't know. Maybe they define contemporary as still living. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, pretty amazing. Youngest on the list is Will Smith, who turned 50 this year. And Betty White's the oldest. She's at 96. So you got
still
that.
Going strong, man. Good for Betty.
What's up?
Hey, in Jersey, they don't sell liquor in convenience stores. They don't even sell beer in convenience stores. You got to go to the liquor store.
That's owned by the state, probably, huh?
Yeah, but now they have boxed liquor.
Again, boxed liquor.
In Jersey, you go see a guy about a thing.
Go
see a guy about a thing, get some, you know, bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, he got a friend. He can take care of that. I'm just saying.
That is very inconvenient, though, of New Jersey.
For them
but they'll
to do
pump
that.
Your gas.
Yeah, that's okay. But, I mean, you go to places like New Mexico where they just sell it all the time.
Right.
Everywhere.
Right.
You can buy liquor anytime, everywhere in New Mexico.
That's why they see so many UFOs.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6th. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22nd. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
823 News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, we've been trying to do this thing for like 3 weeks, and so, you know, maybe we
finally get around to it.
Yep, exactly. How often you should clean everything in your house. Remember, we were going to start, then we found out it was Reader's Digest, and the first thing they said was clean your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was stupid. All right, so here are the things you should clean every day. Your kitchen countertops, your sink, your stove surfaces, and squeegee the showers.
Squeegee.
And the squeegee is important because that way the glass doesn't get all, you know.
Here's
if you have a glass door on your shower.
That's right.
Here's a good question. Yeah. How often should you replace your shower curtain?
When it starts getting gross.
Yeah, I'm thinking mine's probably due for a change.
And they're not expensive.
Right, and like mine, the liner actually snaps onto the curtain,
right.
So you can just replace the liner.
I thought that's what you meant, Zach. You don't have a liner that you use?
No, it's like a plastic thing. I mean,
Okay. You can. Those are cheap. Liners.
Yep, they can do that. Yeah, that will work.
When they start growing things and turning colors,
not good.
Change it.
Things you should clean every few days, okay? Like swap out the bath towels every other day. Swap out or clean sponges with a microwave. You ever done that before? Take your sponge, as long as it doesn't have that stuff that you to scrape, you know, that's rough on the side. As long as it's just a pure sponge, stick in the microwave for like 15 seconds. That's all you got to do. Things you should clean once a week. Wipe down the bathroom, clean the bathtub, disinfect the shower curtains with baking soda and vinegar solution,
Once a week?
Yep.
That's a lot of work.
It is. I don't know if you need to do that. Change your sheets.
Chelsea.
Every 2 weeks.
She comes back from the beach and doesn't even get rid
of
the sheets.
Why do I get called out for this so often when I change and wash my sheets every 2 weeks?
More than a lot of people do.
Right.
Wipe down your doorknobs. Okay?
Never.
Vacuum the rugs more often if you have pets. Dust hard surfaces like hardwood floors. Mm-hmm. Keyboard, mouse, and monitor. Never. How often do you do that?
Mine's gross.
I mean, if I've got a microfiber cloth in my hand, then yeah, I probably will, but otherwise. And then it says here, clean the microwave.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the microphone.
Yeah, once a week?
Once a week? Mm. Yeah. Right. I mean, only if you like are a splatter, like you're you know, right, cooking stuff that splatters in there.
The roommate cleaned out the microwave the other day. He was so proud of himself, and he sent a text to us, the two other ones. He was just like, hey, just clean out the microwave. I was like, sweet, I'm going to go make tomato soup with
perfect.
The top off.
Yep, things that you should clean once a month, baseboards and blinds. Mini blinds? Give me a break. Sweep the garage, patio, and walkways. Vacuum the upholstered furniture. Okay. Clean the ceiling fans.
Mm.
Wash the throw rugs.
When I start seeing the dust collect into like
when you turn it on,
a
it
thick layer.
It,
yeah, well, the thing is just keep the fan going.
Is
you can't
snowing?
See it. Yeah. And then stop it every once in a while.
Yeah, okay.
But, and then clean the inside of the coffee pot. All right.
What you should clean
every 3 to 4 months, polish the furniture. Okay. Yeah. Change or clean the furnace or air conditioning filter. Here, probably more often.
More than 3 or 4
yeah,
months.
That's not the clean the oven. Yeah, I do. I take that thing and I slide it to clean. It works really, really well. Then you punch the button, you walk away for 4 hours, and
that's
you come
nice.
Back and it's clean.
Oh, wow. That is fancy.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Squeeging and oven cleaning.
Pillows and mattresses. That's all it says. Just clean them. I don't know what that means.
How do you
clean your mattress?
Yeah.
All right. And the things you should clean once a year. Move heavy furniture and clean behind and beneath them. Wash the walls and steam clean your carpets.
Wash the walls. Well, you know, Scott, if you employed Molly Maids, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
They could just come in and do all that stuff and be taken care of. 827.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Google parent Alphabet posted surging quarterly profits as advertisers kept swarming to the search giant. The good news in the results is that Google still makes an insane amount of money, but the Wall Street Journal says that's also bad news, as its strong advertising growth could lead to more scrutiny. European Union regulators want new privacy laws to stop tech giants and their partners from pressuring consumers to relinquish control of their data in exchange for services. Shares of tobacco companies tumbled after Philip Morris said cigarette shipments fell more than expected, and sales for its cigarette alternative started to stall in a key market, raising wider alarm about the state of the tobacco industry. Philip Morris shares plunged 16%, the biggest one-day slide since becoming a public company in March 2008. The disappointing quarterly results dragged down shares of Altria, British American Tobacco, and Imperial Brands. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When it comes to owning a smartphone, how young is too young? Kim Commando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. Researchers in England say a full one quarter of all kids under the age of 6 now carry smartphones. Family customs in both England and America are similar enough to assume that the same is happening here. 30% of parents say they purchased the phone simply because the child asked for it. Another 20% say they gave the phone to the child to keep them entertained, which I think we can all agree is a really bad reason, especially considering on average, very young children will spend about 2 hours a day on smartphones if they can get their hands on one. Since most parents don't monitor what a child's smartphone does once it's in their hands, a few basics. First, I would disable the data function and allow young children to only make calls or send text messages. And even more importantly, restrict their phone to make and receive those calls and text messages only from certain numbers. I'm Kim Komando.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates.
You need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions based on your job requirements, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Get Kim on your phone or tablet with the free Komando app. It's the easiest way to get Kim's great advice and the latest security alerts and breaking tech news on the go. Close to 50,000 people have gotten the app in a few months. What are you waiting for? Download the free Komando.com app for your Apple smartphone and tablet or your favorite Android device. Just search Komando in iTunes or Google Play. It's free. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. CHI St. Joseph Health and the Texas A&M System have announced a partnership affecting multiple people in the Brazos Valley. St. Joseph Vice President Donovan French says CHI becomes the primary clinical partner for A&M in the Bryan College Station market.
Through collaboration of faculty and clinicians at Texas A&M Health Science Center and physicians and clinicians at the CHI St. Joseph Health, with a heavy focus on primary care and rural medicine.
CHI's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Kia Parsi, says over the next 5 years, there will be an increase in teaching opportunities for A&M medical students.
Having these students stay in our community will have a halo effect of improved care and clinical capabilities for our entire local area. These students will have opportunity to learn medicine in both the larger typical hospital setting but also in surrounding rural communities.
The deal also brings the A&M brand to CHI's 16 primary care locations, and starting in June, 15,000 A&M system employees and retirees in the Brazos Valley can take advantage of reduced medical costs through the St. Joseph Network. A&M's agreement with CHI St. Joseph was one of two major announcements yesterday involving the medical school. In Houston, Governor Abbott announced a new 30-acre research campus that involves A&M, the University of Texas, the Baylor College of Medicine, and the private sector. Abbott said the new campus at the Texas Medical School will open in 2022 and is expected to create 30,000 new jobs and generate an economic impact of $5 billion. 15 years ago, local residents organized the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley. A member of that group was among those honored yesterday at the foundation's annual tribute luncheon. Attorney Larry Holt, who was recognized with his wife Judy, also congratulated the other recipients, Ron Schmidt of Texas Commercial Waste and Texas A&M's Corps of Cadets Commandant Joe Ramirez.
Ron has been a major factor in the nonprofit arena for many, many decades. And General Maris, I thank you for your contributions to this community. And I thank both of you for your contributions to the your service to the United States and the military. And General Maris, I'd give you an extra kudo for your leadership of the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M. In my opinion, there is no better citizen of this community than the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M.
General Ramirez thanked those who donate their time to what he described as the magnificent work that goes on in the Brazos Valley.
I am truly honored and truly honored to be among so many great friends here that I've got a chance to meet over the last 7.5 years. I am truly honored that I am also a member of this community now. This is my community. I live here now. If my wife has anything to say about it, we are never leaving ever again.
Over the past year, the foundation more than doubled its assets to over $8 million. Last year, the foundation distributed more than $114,000 in grants and scholarships to nonprofit charities and higher education institutions. A College Station woman was arrested last night after leading College Station police on a chase. According to a CSPD news release, 56-year-old Helen Russell led officers through residential areas for several miles, even after officers deployed spike strips deflating her tires. With the help of DPS, Russell's vehicle was forcibly stopped near the intersection of University Drive East and Spring Loop. She was found to be intoxicated and in possession of a controlled substance. Bryan police continue to investigate two shootings that occurred 90 minutes apart early Sunday morning on the city's west side. Both victims were treated and released. The first report was to a large party on Turkey Creek Road off FM 2818. According to BPD's news release, officers responded as a fight broke out and someone fired a gun. While officers were on scene, a 19-year-old victim showed up at the hospital with a gunshot wound. Then officers returned to the hospital when a 31-year-old man showed up with a gunshot wound. BPD's news release indicated the man who was shot was one of two victims of an armed robbery on Marshall Avenue. Three suspects are accused of taking an undisclosed amount of money. In Austin, the state Senate's Finance Committee today will try to tighten the screws on efforts by TxDOT to sneak toll roads into existing highways.
Senators will check on compliance with a new law that forbids the conversion of free lanes to toll lanes. Anti-toll activist Terry Hall says opposition to toll roads is also building on the federal level, where the White House is walking back tolls in the president's infrastructure plan.
I do think that the president is changing up his direction on infrastructure because there's been such a grassroots backlash.
Hall says a new law to be reviewed today also prohibits the conversion of HOV lanes to toll roads. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:36 at 61 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Hey, Jake, would you get an entry gate made for us this year?
Sure thing. I just called the good folks at Jackrabbit Manufacturing.
Hold your horses. I thought it was Smack Habit Carbo Loading. You know, the company with the great metal finishings.
Jackrabbit is a powder coating facility as well as a metal fabricating shop specializing in design, plasma cutting, welding, fabrication, and powder coating.
So Jackrabbit gerrymandering. I got it.
That's right, Earl. Jackrabbit Manufacturing and Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Your Duralast and commercial roofing pros. Duralast, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We'll have plenty of sunshine to go around today. It'll be very nice this afternoon. Temperatures 80 to 85. Clouds will be increasing overnight as the system moves our way from the northwest, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, should stay dry, temperatures in the upper 70s. Clouds Wednesday night, a shower or a thundershower, mid-50s. Sunny, a bit cooler, upper 70s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 8:38, time to visit with the folks from the Chamber. Glenn Brewer here this morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott.
We were talking earlier this morning about how the sighting of UFOs is more in some states than others. You ever seen a UFO?
I have never seen a UFO.
Okay.
I've identified anything I've ever seen in my own mind. And labeled it, and I know what it is, okay. So I don't have to worry.
Despite what scientists might say, yeah, you at least know the answer.
I don't know if it's right or not, but I'm not going to leave.
Yeah, I understand.
And wonder.
Yep. All right, what do you got for us today?
Well, I'll tell you what. If anybody's out there, if you're looking for a job or if you're looking to make a change, we're going to have our spring job fair. It's Thursday, day after tomorrow, noon to 4 at the Hilton College Station, sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds. And I tell you, we've got over 50 businesses right now that are signed up. They're out there looking for good people. And so if you want to come out there and see what's available or talk to different people, there's a booth there to help you kind of spice up your resume. Come dressed looking for the job that you want. bring your resume out there, walk around, talk to the people. Like I said, over 50 people there looking for jobs. So we want to see you at our spring job fair Thursday at the Hilton. Then on Monday, April the 30th, we have a new member orientation sponsored by ABC Home and Commercial Services. And that's at the Chamber, 3:30 to 5. It's free, but call us and let us know you're coming so we'll have a spot for you. That's for new members, or it's for people that just kind of want to know what opportunities are available to the Chamber, what we do. Come on by and talk to us on April the 30th. We're very, very fortunate. Next month, we got five Thursdays, so we have two business after hours. The first one will be May 10th, and that's going to be at Easterwood Airport. That's going to be free to attend, so go ahead and mark that on your calendar. And, you know, I always say we wouldn't be the Chamber if we didn't have ribbon cuttings.
Oh, yeah.
We got one today, White Elm Day Spa. That's going to be 4:30 to 5 on Elm Avenue in Bryan. Come on out for that, absolutely free. And then we have a deluxe ribbon cutting next Tuesday, Boardwalk Salon Spa and Blowout. That's 4:30 to 5:30. It's on 4340 Carter Creek Parkway, right behind the Chamber. We're just going to walk over there.
Yeah, so easy time.
Everybody come out there and have a good time at our deluxe ribbon cutting, our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight, Walmart Supercenter in Bryan. They're great Chamber members, and we really appreciate what they do for us. Any other information on any of these subjects or what else we're doing, go to bcschamber.org or call us on the phone, 260-5200.
All right. Thank you, sir. Visit with the folks in the Chamber on Tuesdays.
The Community Interview, heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW, includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
Let's find out what's going on in the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Nika Hancock's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Good. I know last year y'all brought the Voices of Wicked, which was really cool. Those were names that people knew that they really looked forward to. And
that's
Texas
right.
Tenors pretty much falls in this category, right?
Yes. We are really excited about our season finale concert. It's going to be April 29th, and we are bringing in the Texas Tenors. And just to give you a little bit of background on our season, so this is season finale. Right. And our season that we called this year, the 17-18 season, is Tenors and Titans. So, you know, obviously half of where we got that was from these artists that are coming up. And our season is sponsored by CHI St. Joseph Health. So we want to make sure and thank them. And the thing about the tenors is that this is what's called a pops concert. And so it's not your typical classical thing. It has a little bit broader appeal to a lot of other people. These guys, there's a guy that's kind of like a country guy, there's a guy that's kind of like a more of a pop guy, and then there's like an opera guy, and you kind of put them all together, and so they have a unique and blended show, you know, so they're not just doing one style of music. And the most interesting thing about them is they basically started their group because of the America's Got Talent show.
All right.
So they formed themselves in order to compete in that show. And so, and they went far. Now, they didn't win the year that they participated. It was like 6 years ago, maybe seven by now. But, you know, they were close to the top. You know, they might have been second or third. But, you know, I think they've ended up being more popular than whoever did win that year, you know.
It does happen. Yeah.
Yeah. They kind of did like a Clay Aiken kind of thing. So, but they're very popular. They're just doing worldwide concerts. They have a huge following. We've been getting calls from people all over Texas that really want to come see them. They are from Texas, obviously. They didn't just decide to be the Texas Tenors for nothing. So it's going to be a fun show. They're very entertaining. You know, it's not just about the music for them. They kind of create a whole experience for the audience.
Audience
very
interaction
entertaining.
Kind of deal. Yeah. Now, when and where?
April 29th, Rudder Auditorium, 5 p.m. And tickets are available at the MSC box office. So that's 845-1234 by phone. Or they can just go on our website, which is bvso.org, and there's ticket links to get them there to get their tickets.
Okay, and while you're here, quick reminder that Derby Days is right around the corner.
That's right. Derby Day is coming up on May 5th. It's been kind of rebranded. We've got a new location. We've got just some different things that we're doing just to make it more fun. The silent auction and the live auction kind of have a little bit of a different flair, and, you know, it'll just be a fun event. I think I like to call it the funnest fundraiser in town just because it is a lot of fun. You know, it's centered around the Kentucky Derby, and so we watch the race. We have hat contests. It's a good time.
Absolutely. Again, information is at the website?
Yes, bvso.org. We've got links for Derby Day. You can buy tickets, tables, or, you know, you can always just make a donation to the symphony if you want.
Good to hear that. All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, April the 24th, 1931, O.P. DeWalt, president of the Houston NAACP, was assassinated. The Prairie View College grad worked as a real estate agent and school principal before opening the Lincoln Theater, the first exclusively black theater in Houston. He stood up to the KKK, which was growing again. He fought against the exclusionary white primaries of the Democratic Party and pushed for the establishment of a branch of the National Urban League in Houston. Funeral services were held first in Houston and then in Livingston, where he was born and is buried. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor in studio hanging out with Dennis McMillan. And Dennis, you are the committee chair of the Parade of Homes for this year, the 2018 Parade of Homes. Now, for those who might not be familiar with it, what exactly is the Parade of Homes? It's an actual parade, right?
It absolutely is. Zach, I appreciate you having me. We're fortunate enough here in the Brazos Valley. We have an incredible selection of home builders. These builders, they live here, they work here, employ the local subcontractors, and obviously contribute to the strength and growth of the local economy. So the purpose of the Parade of Homes is simply it's designed to showcase these local builders and the beautiful homes that they create. It's unique in that the attendees, of course, get to come out and meet one-on-one with these builders, learn the stories, learn the inspirations behind the floor plans and the designs, and it's just really, it's an incredible event.
So I guess more or less a kind of an open house for a lot of these things, right?
Very similar to, yes, sir.
For those who might be interested in coming to this, what exactly are the days and times? It's coming up pretty soon.
Absolutely. The spring event is our biggest event of the year. We actually do this in the spring and the fall. The spring event is always over two weekends. It's typically the last weekend of April and the first weekend of May. So that this year falls on the 29th and 30th of April. And then we're going to turn right around the following weekend, May 5 and 6. And the hours are the same on both days, Saturday and Sunday. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then, of course, on Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m.
And if people want information on the builders, they want information on these homes, exactly what they're going to be looking at, where do they need to go?
So we've got a variety of ways that that visitors can get their information. This year we're proud to be working again with Insight Magazine as the official Parade of Homes publication. And so that issue has been out for several weeks now. And so you may be able to access some copies of that and see builder bios, articles featuring local builders, and then topics of interest to some of the local home buyers or people that may be interested in building their home. The weekends before each of the parades, the Bryan College Station Eagle will have a special insert with maps and information as well. And then the interactive version is called Parade Craze. It's an app you can download on Android or iPhone, and it's going to have interactive maps, of course, with the addresses, photos, builder bios, and just a lot of good information that you can use while you're out and about trying to locate the homes.
And I'm sure this is information that people can find if they go there, but When you're talking about the different kinds of homes that you're going to be looking at, are you talking about all kinds of homes, generally single-family homes?
Pretty much single-family residents. We're going to have homes for first-time buyers in that price range, and then we're going to go all the way up and have some beautiful seven-figure showcase homes available as well.
So these are all going to be homes that are on the market, is that right?
They should be on the market, yes, sir.
Okay.
Either on the market or available as model homes for the builders to showcase what they can do.
Again, visiting with Dennis McMillan. He is the committee chairman of the 2018 Parade of Homes here in the Brazos Valley, coming up very soon here in a couple of weeks is when they're going to be kicking things off. And for ticketing processes to attend this event, what do folks need to do? What do they need to get started to go through the process?
Zach, this event is very unique to the associations in Texas. It's absolutely free to attendees. At this point, it's not a ticketed event at all. Basically, we want you to find the Parade Craze app, pick up a copy of the Insight magazine, the Bryan College Station Eagle, and then just come on out, make your plan, and come meet the builders.
For prospective buyers or people that just enjoy great work and what's going on in the Brazos Valley, if they appreciate good construction, they appreciate great home builders, I think this is a really neat deal. And it's a great opportunity just to get out and go check things out.
Absolutely. You'll get a lot of design ideas if you're interested in remodels. Obviously, if you're interested in home building, you'll be able to meet the builders and see what's going on there. And again, a lot of the homes are available for sale.
Again, more or less supporting the Brazos Valley. I think that's the big part of it. Again, Dennis McMillan with the 2018 Parade of Homes. Dennis, thank you so very much, and good luck this year. Hope the event's great.
Thank you for having me.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
There you go, about 9 minutes till you. Zach, you need to do that Parade of Homes thing. You need to go have a look at that. That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I just like looking at homes. I looking at houses and
one of the things
that I can't afford.
But one of the things that's neat is even if you are not in the market yet, you go see what's going on out there. You see what the looks are, see what the colors are, see what the styles are, see the new appliances, what's the latest when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really take some of that stuff and maybe incorporate it into the house that you have now. Because, for instance, there are a lot of houses that the first thing that comes to mind is I remember going to Parade of Homes, I guess it was 2 years ago, and seeing the way that they stored pantry items and how it was so much more efficient than it used to be, because space is important. Space costs money more than ever before when you're building a house, and so you want to use space as wisely as you possibly can. And so some really interesting ways to store food, and then again, we were talking earlier this morning, when people remodel, they look at a bathroom as the number one place. Bathroom and kitchen, probably the top two places that they in their own house will remodel. And you get a chance to see what's cutting edge and going on right there, actually in a home. And it's kind of fun. Anyway, see how that's how we actually met the guy who built our house.
Oh, really?
Was at Parade of Homes. It was the first guy that I interviewed, and that was a long time ago. That was over 20 years ago. Because we would do broadcasts. We would broadcast with the Parade of Homes. We'd do interviews with the builders and that kind of stuff. And that's how I met him. And, yeah, it's kind of fun. So if you want to do that.
Hey, quickly, this morning at Rudder High School, they are doing Shattered Dreams, which is the car wreck, the simulated car wreck, where they teach kids about the safety and about drinking and driving and everything. So the crash site will start being created, or already has, at 8:30, and fire trucks and police cars will be part of that. So if you see that at Rudder High, that is what is going on.
Good. Glad we know that.
Yes.
Glad they let us know that that's what's going on.
Yep.
So that there's not some sort of a disaster situation happening at one of the schools.
Right.
Do they have the Grim Reaper go to class?
I mean, if it was like it was when I was in high school. Yeah. But it's all part of the importance of driving safely to and from. Rudder has prom on Saturday night, and so they picked specifically to do it this week.
Good idea.
But yeah, they did it my junior year. They usually do it once every 4 years, so at some point in high school you get to experience it.
All right, so that's it. Are they going to do it at Bryan
High?
That's
at Rudder. Yeah, I'm not sure. This email just specifically actually talks about Rudder this morning.
Got it.
I'm not sure if they alternate years or if they do it all at once. So I'm not sure about Brian. All but right. This is at Rudder High today is Shattered Dreams.
Got it.
It's springtime in America, and it's also allergy time. So add this to your spring cleaning list. Replace your HVAC filters at FilterBuy.com. FilterBuy is America's leading provider of HVAC filters for homes and small businesses. They offer hundreds of sizes made in America and shipped free within 24 hours. They'll even make custom sizes. Plus, you'll save 5% when you set up auto delivery. Save money, save time, breathe better with FilterBuy.com. That's FilterBuy.com.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Well, here she is. What do you think?
Buddy, you said you got a new car. That's a golf cart.
No, it's the Onward from Club Car. A new personal transportation vehicle. Gets me to the club, all around the neighborhood, and the golf course.
That is a nice ride.
It's more than nice. I get fresh air, save on fuel, and cut down on wear and tear on my other car. Plus, you can personalize it with genuine club car accessories. Pick your favorite color, gas or electric, lifted or non-lifted, and two or four passenger. Mary loves to drive it over to the neighbors for game nights.
That does sound pretty good. Where did you say you got your Onward?
Aggieland Golf Cars. Ah, I can see your wheels turning.
I'm just thinking about how to make my Onward better than yours.
Onward from Club Car. Great for getting around your neighborhood, your property, and even the golf course. Go to clubcar.com or find yours locally at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Sales, service, parts, rentals. That's Aggieland Golf Cars, your authorized Club Car dealer. Financing available on-site. Shop now at AggielandGolfCars.com.
Hey, 61 degrees out there right now. It's pretty dang nice.
Yeah.
Amazon Seattle-based headquarters, human employees share their workspace with about 6,000 dogs on any given day.
Oh.
Yep, furry friends have, that's kind of fun. And it all started with one dog to thank for their employment opportunities, Rufus.
Rufus.
During Amazon's early years, a husband and wife brought their Welsh Corgi to the office, and he immediately won the hearts of fellow employees. Rufus made such an impact that if you clicked a broken link and land on an error page, Rufus's picture popped up.
Really?
Along with three other dogs that followed in his paw steps, so to speak.
Oh.
Lucy the Labrador and Sheriff the Golden Aussie Mix and Martini the Papillon. While some
Martini.
Amazon, yeah, okay. I like that. While some Amazon employees receive daily catered lunches and happy hour Fridays, dogs get access to some pretty neat perks as well. Not only do they spend the day with their owners, but they're able to snag dog treats at every reception desk in the company.
Oh,
that could be some fat dogs by the time that's
true.
Over.
Might want to put a little bit of distance in between the desks.
Amazon has a doggy deck. For pets to run around on their 17th floor, which boasts a fake fire hydrant, dog relief areas, and water stations. Additionally, the company offers a leash-free dog park where pups can play on rocks and other structures on Halloween. Employees and their dogs get
dress
to bond.
Up.
It's called Barktoberfest.
Oh.
That wouldn't be very productive.
Yeah. Well, again, and some of that works. Now, dog parks, I know that sounds like a wonderful idea. But if your dog doesn't play well with others, or somebody else brings their dog.
I feel like
dog,
there needs to be some supervision.
Yep. And that whole relief area, somebody's got to clean that up as well. But I'm sure with Amazon, they pay well
enough.
They have
somebody,
Hey, while we're speaking, and I know, they sound so friendly. But now I want you to know, Amazon is building a robot to follow you around your house with cameras and microphones.
That's weird.
Yeah. According to a new report from Bloomberg, it's actually what they are doing. It is a code name called Vesta
Vesta.
Vesta. The Vesta. Big mystery is, what exactly Amazon plans to do with Vesta? You see, it'll be an Echo speaker on wheels, or it could serve as a kind of a robot companion that can perform certain tasks. And, of course, it's going to have a camera and microphone. It'll know every damn thing you're doing. There are privacy concerns. No kidding. Think so? Whatever's going to happen, Popular Mechanics said the tech giant plans to start selling their self-stalking robots, if you will.
Self-stalking.
In 2019, just what? So
Why
you know.
Why would you want one?
Oh, it'll help you out, don't
yeah,
you
it'll
know?
It'll do things for
it'll
you.
It'll play music for you as you're working. It'll be your own little robotic pet. It could be your shopping companion. You could think about something to buy. You could
it's
turn
like your
around
personal
and say,
assistant. Right,
it would say, be nice to have a friend.
There you are.
It's lonely.
And tomorrow we'll
just
tell you about
remember to charge it.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to apparently do a draft pick using a parrot.
Cool.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Brian, Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620, WTAW College Station, Brian.